Good morning, everybody. Although it's a very gray, grumpy morning, I'm very excited to be here this morning. I have flashbacks remembering the summer of 2003, which was mentioned. For this morning reading, I would like to quote my favorite Hungarian poet, who, by the way, was Unitarian. The poem title is Atlantis Bells. Like Atlantis, the long submerged land, Transylvania tolls its bells from its depths. The bells of religious churches toll. Listen, quietly down from the bottom of the sea. Sailors who venture in the stormy waters during long nights, listen carefully. Deep down, Transylvania tolls its submerged bells. Now, for today's sermon topic, I choose to talk about Transylvanian Unitarian theology. And I want you to excuse my voice, which is trembling right now. It's due to excitement and a little bit of nervousness. Thank you. Although theology itself is a very hard, difficult thing to understand, I would try to keep it as short and simple as I can. Although it's very hard to explain 400 years of theology in 20 minutes. So after my sermon, if you have questions, please address them to me. Now, I guess nobody's surprised that I'm talking about Unitarian theology since I'm a Unitarian minister, but believe me, I couldn't speak about anything more passionately than the religion I was born into, about my faith that developed as I grew up, and about the Unitarian theology that I chose as an adult. In my previous sermon, back in July 2003, I was trying to present the historical timeline in which the Unitarian faith was born and developed. Today I want to focus on the theological foundation on which the Transylvanian Unitarianism is based on. Now, before I start, I want to share a personal story, which has touched me deeply. It happened in the summer of 2003, the summer that definitely changed my life, as my father-in-law explained. When I was asked to give a sermon in a UU congregation in Southern California, before the actual sermon, the leader of the congregation kindly instructed me not to use the J and the D words. Now, I spent more than an hour trying to figure out what's the J and the D word. I couldn't figure it out. So I finally turned to my lovely host, Randy Hathrick, for enlightenment. And then she, laughing, explained me that it's God and Jesus, and you're not allowed to use those words. Now, yes, I thought it was funny too, but then I realized that I cannot talk about Transylvanian Unitarianism without using these words. And before I started my sermon, I quoted Francis David's famous statement, "We don't have to think alike to love alike." Now, today we have that statement on our banners, but I wonder if somebody knows what lies beyond that statement, what lies beneath that statement. Now, today I want to dig that out. I want to show what's actually beyond that statement. When Francis David made this statement, he was addressing the king, the government, and his enemies, bishops from all denominations and scholars, demanding religious tolerance and freedom of belief. Because, as he said, the faith is a gift from God. He made the same statement in a dedication of his book, De Falsa et Vera Unius Deis Patris, the true and the false knowledge about God our Father. Now, this book was dedicated to Queen Elizabeth of Britain. He was asking for tolerance, acceptance, and support. Now, today, I'm not demanding or asking acceptance. Today, I want us to remember that we really don't have to think alike to love alike. I chose this quote as the title of my sermon because I want to offer an insight in our theology. I want to share our beliefs and principles, not simply because many UUs consider Transylvanian Unitarianism as a spiritual root, but because I want us to know, to remember what that statement stands for. I have selected a number of passages, that is, questions and answers from the Catechism that I think would give some flavor of how similar and yet how different is our approach, Transylvanian Unitarian approach to religion as compared to your approach. These passages are from a translation which appeared in the Unitarian Universalist Christian Journal of the UU Christian Fellowship. What is religion? Religion is love towards God and towards our neighbor. What is the purpose of religion? The purpose of religion is to refine our souls to love towards God and our neighbor, to ennoble our feelings, to encourage service to God and neighbor. What is your confession? Footnote, I remember myself answering these questions at age 14 when we have our confirmation in the church, and I blanked out. I couldn't remember my confession, and I start mumbling. But now I can read it, so I believe in one God, the creator of life. I believe in Jesus as a teacher who we follow. I believe in the Holy Spirit, which is the power of God working in us as love. I believe in the mission of the Unitarian Church, and I believe in eternal life. Another question, how are we to comprehend God? We comprehend God as spirit and as love. What are God-given spiritual gifts? Our God-given spiritual gifts are as follows: faith, reason, free will, consciousness, and love. Do we also call Jesus God? We do not call Jesus God because we know that he was a man, a human. What happened after Jesus' death? After Jesus' death, his loyal disciples and followers took his body down from the cross and buried it in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. His disciples and followers loyally kept the memory of their master and teacher and proclaimed his teachings. Another question. How must we treat those in the church who behave poorly or who are different? Because we are all children of God, we cannot expel anybody from the church. But we must try to recover them for the good way through brotherly love and an exemplary life. Do Unitarians teach original sin? Unitarians do not teach original sin. We do not believe that through the sin of the first human couple, we are all became corrupted. It would contradict the love and justice of God to attribute to us the sin of others, because sin is one's personal action. Now, this is the Catechism. Now, I would like to go and explain every aspect of it. While our belief is are not identical, we do share much in common. Rejection of original sin and the literal resurrection. Recognition of the humanity of Jesus and a view of a religion as a guide to living a good life in here and now, in this world. In the words of the Unitarian scholar Earl Morse Wilbur, the things that we have in common are freedom of religious thought, the unrestricted use of reason, and tolerance of the different views and practices. Now, many members of the UU congregations have traveled to Transylvania on a pilgrimage, and many are longing to go back. Why is the simple faith of the Transylvanian Unitarians are so compelling for the sophisticated, educated American Unitarian Universalists, one might ask? Some say that this encounter seems to fill a spiritual void on a large scale. Some consider Transylvanian Unitarianism as their spiritual root. As Unitarians in living in Transylvania, we identify ourselves as Unitarian Christians, although the two notions, in strict theological sense, are incompatible. Thank you. One is either Unitarian or Christian, but we claim both identities. Although our form of worship is traditional, our Christology makes us radical, Unitarian, which is non-Trinitarian. Being a seminary student in Kolozsvár at the Protestant Theological Institute, an institute hosting three denominational faculties, the Calvinist, Lutheran, and Unitarian, I heard many cynical remarks about me being a Christian. They said that I'm not a Christian because I don't believe in the Holy Trinity. I don't believe as Jesus to be my personal Savior. I don't believe that Jesus is a God. And when I asked my professor how to respond to these remarks, he said, "Do not let anybody else define Christianity or what it means to be Christian for you." The etymology of the word Christian shows clearly that it was first used by non-Christians to identify the followers of Jesus, those who followed his teachings. Now, we Unitarians are following his teachings. That's why we consider that Unitarians are Christians. At the core of a non-Trinitarian Christology is the belief in the human Jesus of Nazareth, and the consequent unity of God. God is one, existen, a transcending spirit that can be experienced only as an absolute and indivisible unity. Jesus is the highest human ideal, and the Holy Spirit, the acting creative power of God, manifested through love. Jesus' humanity is to be viewed not in reducing him to a mere human level, rather elevating humanity to a Jesus' likeness in its potentials. Our optimistic Unitarian humanism is rooted in the Transylvanian Unitarian notion of axiological value of Christianity. On an axiological plan, Jesus didn't descend from heaven, but he uplifted humanity towards the heaven, so-called heaven, or the transcendent. Heaven is no longer an ontological notion, but the summary of the divine qualities in humans, an axiological notion. The good news is that we humans have the same divine potential as Jesus, or Buddha, or Muhammad. With the consequent responsibility as Christians to follow Jesus' teachings and guidance. In the word of a Transylvanian scholar, because we can follow our ideals, we for must. Our ultimate goal is perfection. Unitarian humanism views perfection as a reachable goal, at least in principle. This possibility lies in the human spirit, in its eternal progress, growth, and continuous self-involvement. Transformation happens step by step and not by personal efforts. And by personal efforts, salvation is not something granted. It is a path, not an escalator. One has to walk on it, taking personal responsibilities to grow into a divine new humanity. Freedom is at the heart of the Unitarian view of value or meaning. God has given us the spirit of free will. It is not enough to avoid evil. Good must be done. And it is not enough to stay good. One must grow in human values. Freedom is the encoded possibility of choosing God and humanity at each moment of our life, through each action or non-action. Unitarians in Transylvania are theists, indeed. God is one, God is in us, we are in God. This is the core of our theology. Thus, as a human, I am a drop of divinity, of divine. The awareness of the divine potential is a power latent in the human being, implying that one's task is to activate it. Difference of opinion and belief can and does add richness to our lives. For we can see that the opinion is not the person. The person is judged by what he or she does. We call this salvation by character. And even then, we must be ready to forgive and make room for a person to become who they really are in depth of their spirit. Only in this way we can go forward through the ages. Now, this is a brief description of the four main theological beliefs of the Transylvanian Unitarian theology, which lies at the foundation of our religion. This foundation is continuously renewing and reforming, according to another famous quote from Francis David, Semper Reformata, always reforming, in the quest to find the spiritual truth on our religious path. Since the fall of the communism, we have been able to embrace new ideas, new spiritual goals, due to the relationship between Unitarian Universalists and Unitarians living in Transylvania. Unitarian Universalism had and still has a great influence on our theology, helping us to recover from 40 years of spiritual and political oppression. But we shouldn't forget that this relationship is a two-way relationship, mutually beneficial, as Gabriel Daniel has written, for it is the past upon which the future relies. We should be seeking the future in the past. If a Unitarian Universalist longs for and seeks spiritual depth in historical depth in the Unitarian tradition, one place to find it is in Transylvania. May we always remember that we don't have to think alike to love alike. Amen. Thank you.